with SRI News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Trump appeared at the NRA Great American Outdoor Show Presidential Forum in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania this evening. Trump says guns will be confiscated if he doesn't win the presidency in 2024.
Joe Biden and his thugs will do everything in their power to confiscate your guns and annihilate your God-given right to self-defense. You have a right to self-defense. You've always had that right.
The appearance before the gun rights group comes as the Republican presidential nominating campaign he's dominated turns towards South Carolina, where the February 24th GOP primary may prove to be the last chance for Nikki Haley to blunt Trump's march to the nomination. There's been a deadly crash on a Florida highway, but this one involves a small charter jet trying to make an emergency landing. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There were five people on board the Bombardier Challenger 600 jet when it tried to land on Interstate 75 in Florida's Collier County, near the start of Alligator Alley. Brianna Walker and her friend were driving when she started recording video of the fiery crash. The wing of the charter jet hit the car in front of them and then slammed into a wall. Walker says the car was pulverized, saying they were just seconds away from death. Aviation records show the plane had taken off from Ohio and was supposed to land in Naples, Florida, around the time of the crash. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to prepare a plan for the evacuation of the population of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground invasion. Netanyahu made the announcement today. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 54 points, but the Nasdaq rose 196. This is SRN News. Concerns are being raised about one of America's favorite cookies.
The National Legal and Policy Center says Oreo has close ties to the LGBT pressure group PFLAG, which promotes graphic homosexual books for small children in the public schools. The NLPC report comes days before Oreo unveils its first Super Bowl ad in 10 years. Oreo is owned by the giant food conglomerate Mondelez International, which also produces Chips Ahoy, Ritz, Triscuits, and Sour Patch Kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's administration is backing off its plans to impose rules that some say would have restricted sex change operations for adults in a way no other state has. The rules would have required that patients under 21 receive at least 6 months of counseling before starting hormone treatment or undergoing a sex change operation. This would have affected a small number of people who are legally adults. This is SRN News. Meta has removed Instagram and Facebook accounts run on behalf of Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
The move follows criticism over his support for Hamas after its brutal terror attack on Israel. Meta says it removed the accounts for repeatedly violating its dangerous organizations and individuals policy. There's been no immediate comment from Iran's mission to the UN. Iran has provided arms and support to Hamas, along with other like-minded proxies that have carried out attacks on U.S. military personnel and commercial shipping in the Red Sea. Rich Thomason reporting.
Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif says he will seek to form a coalition government after his party trailed independent candidates backed by his imprisoned rival Imran Khan in parliamentary election results. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.